Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Again today, we're teaching a series on how to walk in divine health. And this series now is teaching you how to walk in the God kind of divine love. Because if you don't walk in the God kind of divine love, you can't walk in divine health. It's absolutely essential as a Christian if you want to walk in health, and which I think all Christians do. In fact, I don't know a single person alive on the face of the earth today that wants to be sick. But yet many, many, many people are sick and afflicted and weak, and they have no knowledge of what God did for them in the Word. If they did, they could be healed. They do not realize that when they step out of this love walk with God, you step off of the narrow path that God has provided for the Christians to walk. And it's a very narrow path. It's a walkable path. I don't know how wide it is, 2 or 3 feet. It's wide enough you can walk it. But when you step off of that path, you step out of love. You step out into the world. And that's, of course, is where Satan and his host of demons or vipers or whatever you want to, scorpions, that's where they are. And they will bite you. And when they bite you, they make you sick. And they afflict you. But as long as you stray on that straight path, the Word of God in Psalms 91 is so clear that if you make Him, the Most High God, your dwelling place, and you will say of the Lord, He is my strength, He is my refuge, in Him will I trust, then it says God will protect you from the snare of the devil. And then He says, no sickness and disease will come to your house. Well, I'm just simple enough to believe God meant what He said. I love walking in divine health. I love having no sickness and no disease. I love being healthy. And all I got to do is what God says. Walk in love, read His Word, do exactly what He said. And then He says, if I will meditate on His law, His Word, day and night, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, if I'll do it, meditate on it, and keep them, keep the rules, then He said, I will be prosperous, and I will have great success in life. Well, everybody wants to be prosperous and have great success, but we go about it the wrong way. We go off to school, to college, to higher universities of learning, thinking that's going to make us prosperous and successful. And it may temporarily, for a little while, make you prosperous and successful. But many a man I've known that did not serve God, that got to a place where they thought they were prosperous and successful the time they were 50 years old, by the time they were 60 years old, they were dead or they had lost it all through the doctor bills. So they didn't get very much. Then in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it said, if we attend to His words, which means to walk in love. If we attend to His words, then it will bring health to all of our flesh and long life to us. Now, I know everybody wants to walk in a place of prosperity and in good health, and have a long life. That's what it's all about. And you want to be able to, when you're 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, to be able to still get out and go do and enjoy the things you did when you were 30. Well, that's the way it can be. Praise the Lord. You know, I have so far done what the Lord says, and I'm getting on up there in a few years as far as man is concerned, but I still have no limitations of what I can do. I walk in divine health because I walk in God's divine love. So if you walk in love and hope and then faith, and faith only comes by hearing the Word of God. So if you don't study the Word of God, you cannot have the faith. You can walk in love and you can have hope. But if you don't study God's Word, you can't have faith. And without faith, nothing works. So if you go home on Sunday afternoon after church and you sit down and watch a football game and read your local newspaper and spend no time with God, chances are you will never have the faith to see God do miracles. But if you'll turn off the secular television, turn off the football games, turn off the soap operas, turn off the talk shows, turn off all the things that are not of God, totally get away from the world. Now, I realize that's very difficult to do, but it's possible. You can do it. I have done it. Stop reading newspapers. Stop reading magazines. Stop listening to secular radio. Only read and study the Word of God. He said, meditate on the Word day and night and walk in the God kind of love. And when you do that, then He gives you these blank checks. If two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father which is in heaven. I'll give you another example of that little verse right there. My wife, just a few years ago, the Lord brought this woman to me. We've been married right now at this point, 16 months. But whenever the Lord brought her to me, He gave her a dream the night before, and then the next morning showed me a vision, showed her a dream that she was going to marry her pastor, which was me. The next morning, the Lord showed me a vision of this woman and literally spoke to me and told me that this woman He showed me in the vision was going to be my wife. Well, it was Cheryl. And so that night at Bible study, I saw her at Bible study, so I asked her that night if she'd like to go have a cup of tea with me and if she'd like to work for me, and she said she would. And so we went to the restaurant, and we sat down to drink a cup of hot tea. And while we're drinking the tea, I asked her, I said, why? I don't know anything about you. I know you're a professional singer and an entertainer, but I said, why would you want to go to work for me in the ministry? I said, it would probably take away your other life. And she said, I know. I said, well, why do you want to go to work for me? Did you have a word from God? She says, I did. I said, well, would you mind sharing it with me? She said, well, yes, I don't want to share it with you because it was too personal and it might offend you. I said, well, I've been a pastor for a few years. I don't think I'm offendable anymore. I've heard virtually everything. So I said, go ahead and tell me what you saw or heard. Well, she said, well, last night I had a dream. And in the dream, the Lord showed me I wasn't just working for you, I was married to you. I said, oh? I said, well, this morning the Lord showed me a vision of you and told me you were going to be my wife. So I said, how would you like to come to work for me in the ministry as my full-time helpmate and be my bride? And she reached across the table and took my hands and said, I would love it. Right there we were engaged. That's the first time I'd ever held her hand. I'd never had a date with her. Never. So a week later, we had our first date. We're now engaged to be married, and a week later, we have our first date. That's not the normal way the world does it, I know, but God doesn't do anything normal in my life. So we were out talking, trying to learn a little about each other, and we're just sitting there in the car talking. She had a Suburban, which meant it had a big console in the middle. She was sitting on the driver's side. I was sitting on the right side. And as we were sitting there talking, we had talked, I guess it was 3 o'clock in the morning. We're still sitting there talking. And all of a sudden, and it was in May, the first part of May. So she cranked the car up, and I said, why are you cranking the car? She said, well, I'm cold. My feet and my legs are cold. I said, well, but it's not cold outside. I said, how long have you had this problem? She said, all my life. I said, well, you don't have to have this problem. I said, Jesus made us a promise in Matthew 18:19. He said, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask Him for, it shall be done for us by our Father, which is in heaven. I said, that's a great, awesome promise. I said, so do you want to have cold feet or not? She said, well, no. I said, well, then take your shoes off and kick your feet over the console, and I will rub your feet, and I'll caress the lower part of your legs, and I will ask the Father in Jesus' name, based around Matthew 18:19, to open the arteries and veins in your legs and make them normal. And I did. I said, now, Lord, thank you. It's done. I said, do you agree with this? She said, yes, I do. I said, thank the Father in Jesus' name for fixing your legs. She said, thank you, Lord, for fixing my legs. And instantly in my hands, her feet, which were ice cold, got warm, just as warm as they could be. She's never had a problem with cold legs and cold feet again. Isn't that amazing? God made these wonderful, magnificent promises in His Word, and He's given them to the church, and the church don't use them. Why? Because the church is not walking in the God kind of love. If you walk in the God kind of love, and then you have hope that He will do these things, because that's the substance of faith, and then if you have faith or knowledge of these promises of God's Word, if you have the greater of the three, which is love, and then you have that hope, and then you have the Word of God hidden in your heart, which is faith, then you can come to the King and literally ask Him for anything, And he will do it for you. And he's done many over the last 20 years, 30 years of my life, especially the last 10 years. I have seen so many of these kind of mighty healings and miracles from God. It's just amazing that God has provided all of these mighty promises in his word. And they're for us. And then he goes back and tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that no matter how many promises he made us, if you're in Christ, the answer to every one of his promises are yes every time. So, you can literally pray the prayer of faith for someone when you know that God's promises are always yes. Just think, if the promises of God are always yes every time, then why do not more Christians use them? Obviously, they don't know them. And if they don't know them and they're not walking in love and they have no hope, then nothing works. So we go through life as Christians totally defeated all of our life. The devil, the enemy beats up on us. He comes and torments us, and he puts sickness and disease upon us. He puts runny noses upon us. He puts pains and symptoms. He puts cancer. He puts all kinds of sickness and disease upon us. And technically speaking, as children of God, all you've got to do is repent of your sins, get over into that love walk with God, rebuke the enemy, and command him to leave in the name of Jesus by faith in God's word, and the devil goes away. And when he does, your sickness and disease goes away. Now then, I didn't know these things the first 40 years of my life. I most definitely, as a young man, did not walk in divine health. I had many sickness and disease. I thought the flu at least once a year was normal. I thought everybody had to have the flu at least once a year, or a cold or a stopped up head. I didn't realize that was a demon. I thought that was just some kind of a virus. Well, it is, but it's caused by the demonic world. I didn't know that. So I had those diseases. They were just normal for me. But about 20, 25 years ago, I really began to get a hold of this stuff. And in 20 years ago, a little over 20 years ago now, I really got a hold of this stuff. And when I did, I started walking in that God kind of love. I started walking in hope and faith. And then when I rebuked the devil, he goes away, and I've not had a sick day in over 20 years. I've been able to walk in divine health. Praise God. The word of God is true. It means what it says. In fact, I've not only been able to do that, but I have been able to see the Lord do great and mighty things. I've seen the Lord reconnect blind eyes.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.